South Sudan's Transitional National Legislative Assembly were thrown into disarray on Tuesday when Speaker Gemma Nunu-Kumba announced the adjournment of the sitting because some of the summoned ministers had not appeared. The members of parliament became divided as some wanted the discussion to continue. Chanding Maror, who represents Northern Bahr el-Ghazal State under the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition party, is one of the MPs who wanted the sitting to proceed. He accuses the assembly's leadership of dragging its feet on national concerns, including the worsening food security situation.
If not delay, then whoever come to the house should answer accordingly, because the ministers are ministers, but any minister have his own ministry. The minister concerned or the minister on place have to answer, have to tell us his own proposal, like what Minister of Humanitarian Affairs have done. Well, there will be nowhere of protecting the ministers.
On Tuesday, the Transitional National Legislative Assembly summoned the ministers of Agriculture, Trade, Finance, Petroleum and Humanitarian Affairs to appear before lawmakers to answer questions on the looming hunger in the country. Two of the five ministers failed to show up, leading Speaker Gemma Nunu-Kumba to adjourn the sitting.
You know, these three ministries are related: Agriculture, Trade, Petroleum and Finance. The majority of them are not here, only one. Therefore, we will be wasting time, and again, we will call them again. That's why we should just adjourn the sitting.
Nunu says the two absent ministers were out of the country on an official mission. Albino Mayuenbol, another SPLMIO lawmaker, says the speaker was acting out of fear that President Salva Kiir will stop supporting them.
She always fear because, you know, the kind of revoking become a big issue here in parliament. Anyone in SPLMIG, they're not willing to tell the truth while they know the truth. Because they are fear, maybe President can revoke them. She should put the interest of the people above. Because, you know, nation is above all of us, we are a nation is above us.
Mawian and Ding say South Sudanese in the countryside are dying in silence, and parliament needs to urgently question the ministers about their plans to help them. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, says 9 million people, 72% of South Sudan's population, will require humanitarian assistance this year. More than 7 million people are expected to experience severe food insecurity by July. Lino Hutu, an SPLM lawmaker, says the Transitional Legislative Assembly is committed to holding the executive accountable for addressing the humanitarian situation in the country.
The parliament has been doing very, 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 very well, including our right honorable speaker. See, this parliament, although it is an appointment, it is an appointed parliament, it is doing very well, you know. The parliament has been standing very, 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 very strong to resolve those simmering issues as far as the lives of our people are concerned.
Hutu says South Sudan should focus on agriculture to solve the worsening economic situation in the country. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.